And we'll get married under the shining sun. A Captain America post-Winter Soldier fanfic written by Radial Arch and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers. With additional tags for Obergefell v. Hodges, Gay Marriage, Fluff. For the collection, Let's Get Legally Gay Married! On June 26, 2015. Summary. Steve and Bucky get married, and then they fall in love. Most people would have done it the other way around. Authors and readers' notes after the thing. The crowd hasn't stopped screaming for hours. Steve can't stop smiling. For the first time in months, he's just one person in a crowd, swept up in joy like everyone else. Bucky's got his arm thrown around Steve's shoulder, grinning like the sun. "Did you think this would ever happen?" Steve shouts into Bucky's ear. "Hell, I was happy we weren't getting arrested," Bucky yells back. "Fucking marriage! What the hell?" There's a warm feeling inside Steve's chest, near as he's got to getting drunk for a long while. "Hey, Buck," he says without thinking. "Wanna get married?" Bucky freezes for a moment with his hand still on Steve's back. And then he shrugs and bumps their shoulders together. "Yeah, all right," he says. "I'm the only one who'll have your dumbass anyway." They end up at the county clerk's office. Unsurprisingly, there's a line. "I know you've all been waiting patiently for so long," one of the clerks says. He looks like he's close to tears. "I promise you won't have to wait much longer." Steve's all right with waiting. The lazy warmth of the day is still winding its way through his blood. They get tucked in line behind a couple holding hands, one of them curled delicately over a cane. "I've been waiting nearly 30 years, she tells Steve unexpectedly. "It's not the wedding my Lou deserves." "Oh, you be quiet," Lou tells her partner. Voice full of fondness. "I don't need fancy dresses and church bells when I've got you." She looks Steve and Bucky up and down with an indulgent smile. "You too, though," she says. "You're so young." Steve looks at Bucky. Bucky looks back, a crooked smile on his mouth. "Yes, ma'am," Steve says, tipping his head. "Young and stupid, but we can still get married." They both laugh at that, laughter that's tender and joyful. "Do you remember when we were that young?" one of them whispers. "Always," Lou says, and leans over to press a kiss onto her partner's mouth. It's soft and intimate, and makes Steve's heart tremble a little. He wonders if he'll ever be in love like that. A quiet thing that unfurls the longer he lives, until he's nearly full to bursting with it. He'd always thought he'd die too soon. By the time they get to the front of the line, Bucky's shifting side to side on his feet. "You sure about this?" Steve asks in an undertone. The buzz of the ruling is wearing off a little. And Steve's just beginning to realize what he's asked of him. "Sure, I'm sure," Buggy says, light. You're not getting scared, are you?
Of you?
Steve laughs.
Please, I've known you for years. You're as scary as a stuffed bear.
A stuffed bear that's marrying you? Buggy says, and wiggles his left hand at him.
The crushing grip of domesticity.
You'd break down before I did, Steve tells him, and turns to the clerk.
Hi, we'd like to get married?
The clerk presses a certificate onto the table.
Yes, sir,
she says, smiling widely.
We can certainly help with that.
It takes nearly 12 hours for the news to get out, which is surprising on the whole. But then again, the clerk's office had been pretty busy after all. Tony calls in the middle of the night.
You got gay married without telling me?
He says. No greetings beforehand.
Cap, I'm hurt. I'm deeply hurt. I thought we were friends.
Ugh, Tony? Steve squints at the clock.
It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, and you've been married for like 10 hours! Tony sounds absurdly outraged. Who'd you marry anyway?
Buggy,
Steve mumbles.
Hang on. Barnes? Metal arm, little bit crazy, bites if you get too close?
I didn't even know you were dating.
We weren't,
Steve says muzzily.
It seemed like the right thing at the time.
Well, damn, Tony says.
I mean, I'm no stranger to spontaneous life-changing decisions, but I thought you were the type to think things through.
You don't know everything about me, Steve tells him.
Good night, Tony.
He firmly hangs up before Tony can say anything else, then rolls over and goes back to sleep. In the morning, Steve stumbles out of his bedroom and finds Buggy making pancakes in the kitchen.
What?
He says, and stands there blinking in his boxers.
Shut up, I'm making breakfast.
Buggy waves a spatula at him. Enjoy marriage. Steve sits, a little bit stunned. He watches Buggy flip pancakes in his bare feet, like he does this every day, humming a little as he moves. A couple of minutes later, Buggy slides a plate of pancakes in front of Steve's nose. It smells good.
Thanks,
Steve says, picking up his fork.
You were always shit at cooking,
Buggy says, wry.
Do my laundry and we'll call it even.
Your socks stink. Steve grins and starts eating.
I think you're getting the better end of the deal.
It turns out getting married doesn't really change things. They spend most of their time fighting whatever evil genius has decided to attack New York again anyway, and after that, they're too tired to do much. They watch TV, old movies they remember, and new ones they've never seen, sitting companionably on the sofa. Sometimes Buggy falls asleep with his head on Steve's shoulder, and Steve sits still and lets him sleep until he nods off too. It's funny, because Steve had thought marriage would be a grand, sweeping thing, roses and gold-ringed promises on their fingers, and love that burned you up like fire.
Buggy wouldn't care for flowers. And they'd forgotten about the rings when they went to get married.
But Steve's starting to find that this quiet, yes, domesticity, has some appeal, too. New York's under siege by a bizarre sea creature today. Its back is covered with a hardened shell, and it's spiked all over. Bullets bounce off its hide unless they manage to hit its softer underbelly. Natasha's out of commission, and Tony's wheeling around for another shot when a broad, flattened foot catches Bucky in a swipe. Bucky's thrown into the air for a heart-stopping moment, and then he tumbles down right onto the creature's back. Steve thinks he sees a spike pierce Bucky's torso, and Bucky screams. "Bucky!" Steve shouts into his comm. "Tony, can you see? Is he..." "I'm not dead," Bucky says, in a voice twisted with pain. "I think I can get the bastard from here."
"Whoa there, Iceman," says Tony. "I can see you bleeding. I can see you bleeding from up here. It's probably best if you don't move." "Nope. He's moving. He's moving."
Steve's already running forward, heedless of the thing's snapping jaws and lashing feet. He sees Bucky clinging to the edge of the shell with one arm, reaching underneath with the other. "A knife," Steve realizes. "Bucky's got a knife." And the thing roars, a furious sound. Its thrashing leaves the water foam white, then green as it starts bleeding out. It makes one last noise, a high-pitched rattle, before its feet collapse from under it, and Bucky lets go and falls just as Steve reaches out to catch him.
"Hey," Bucky says, "swept me off my feet." And he's still wearing a faint grin when he passes out.
The spike had perforated a lung and barely missed the heart. Bucky's in surgery for nearly 6 hours before the doctor comes out to see Steve. "He's stable now," she tells him.
"Are you a friend?"
"I..." Steve thinks about eating pancakes with chocolate chip smiley faces baked into them, and folding the laundry with Bucky's feet resting in his lap. He thinks about Bucky, who's been in his life for as long as he remembers, and who he'd like to have for at least that much, or longer. They'd gotten married because Steve wanted to know that they could, but Steve's beginning to realize that it means more than that. Maybe it's always meant more than that. "We're married," he says, the words nearly catching in his tightened throat.
"We're... yeah."
"Oh," the doctor says, and smiles. "Would you like to visit him?" Steve has his hand on Bucky's hand, and his head laid on the bed, when Bucky wakes up.
"Oh, son of a bitch,"
he says, and groans.
"Oh, I feel like shit."
"You look like it," Steve tells him, blinking. "Also, you're a goddamn idiot."
"Yeah, I know,"
Bucky says.
"Hey, maybe I'm turning into you."
Steve wants to laugh. Or cry. He does neither. Instead, he leans over and presses his mouth over Bucky's. As kisses go, it's probably not a very good one. It's quick and sloppy, and Bucky's hooked up to a morphine drip besides. But it's the only way Steve can keep his heart from crawling out of his throat, from choking on all the words that have grown too big for his chest.
"Hey,"
Bucky says, soothing.
"Shh, it's all right."
"I know," Steve says, wetly.
"I'm just glad."
Bucky rubs his thumb over the back of Steve's hand and grins lopsidedly at him.
"Hope you don't do that to all the fellas," he says. "A man's liable to get a swelled head with the look you're giving me." "Only the ones I like," Steve says.
And then, "Let's get married."
Bucky blinks. "We're already married," he says. "You didn't hit your head too, did you?"
"Again," Steve says.
"We'll get rings and flowers."
"Huh," Bucky says, and smiles.
"I like the sound of that."
The end.
I'm sorry this is completely unbaited, but I'm not sorry that I can get gay married! Victory arms!
Reader's Notes. This was recorded at 12:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means that it's technically still 9:30 at night in California, and probably even earlier than that in Alaska, which means it's still June 26, 2015 somewhere in America, and the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is a right nationwide earlier this morning, and so we are celebrating with the collection on the AO3, the Let's Get Legally Gay Married collection, which you can find at archiveofourown.org/collections/let's_get_legally_gay_married, which is going to be open until the 31st of August, and pan-fandom, pan-format, celebration. Let's get gay married. Thanks for listening, and I hope you had a great day today.